Hello?
Yeah, have you finished the conversation, sir?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Okay, no problem, sir. No problem. This is an important call. You need to answer the call because he's your wife, right? Anyways, press the home button.
Yeah, I'm here. Here.
Yep. Press the home button.
Yeah. Right, sir.
Open the settings. Open the settings.
Settings.
Yes. Open up the settings. Yeah. Now look on the right hand side. Do you see small magnifying glass? Give
yeah.
a click on it.
Okay. Done that. Yes. Hello.
Right. Type in over there. A as in apple.
Hi.
C as in Charlie.
C.
C as in Charlie.
C.
E as in Edward.
Is that accessibility?
Accessibility, yes. Lovely. Give a click on it.
Accessibility.
Yeah, accessibility. The first one.
All right.
Yes. Lovely.
Okay.
Now look on the bottom. Do you see something called installed apps? Give a click on it.
Install apps. Yeah.
All right, this is something called AnyDesk Control Service AD1. Give a click on it.
Yeah.
And turn
okay.
it turn it on. It's off at the moment. Just turn it on. Allow. Give a click on allow.
Oh, turn it. The slide across.
All right, look on the bottom. Allow. Give a click on allow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on now.
Alright, give a click on AnyDesk Control Service 81 shortcut. Allow.
Allow. Yeah, that's on.
Alright, now just press the home button.
Home button.
Lovely. Now just try to swipe your finger from right to left. Swipe your finger
north.
Right to left, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I've got nothing.
You have
only
to...
the bottom.
All right.
I
look on the menu option. There would be small dots. Open up your menu where you will got to see all of your icons.
Yeah.
All icons. Look on the right hand side. On the right hand side bottom. Do you see there would be small dot something like that. Give a click on it. Menu. Menu options.
Yeah.
Yes, lovely. Now just swipe your finger from right to left.
Right to left. Yeah.
Again,
what are you looking for?
Any desk. Right to left again.
Any desk.
Any desk. Again, swipe your finger from right to left. Again, swipe your finger from right to left. No.
Any desk, yeah.
All right, open up the any desk.
Yeah. That's the organizer.
All right, yes. Do you see connect and establish, right? Give a click on don't show this again. Give a click on don't show this again. Don't show this again.
Don't show this again. Okay.
Yes. Give a click on okay.
Okay, now. We got connection establishment.
Now, just be on that page. Let me just be on
yeah,
that page.
Yeah, I got the number you gave me earlier.
All right, lovely. Now, just give me a second. If you will got to see any allow option, just simply give
no,
me a
no, I got security warning.
All right, this is start broadcast or start now? Any option like
start
that?
Start now.
Lovely, give a click on it. Now here we successfully connected with you to the secure server. Here the work is done. Now just do one thing without wasting any time. Let's just go ahead and check what exactly happened with you. Do you do any online banking things? Like have you
online banking I do, yes, on the phone.
On the phone, yes, alright. Just without giving me any of your banking details, just log in into your bank and check your statements. If you will got to see any illegal payments or any transaction which has...
Well, I've got to go into your bank account first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Check your statements.
Okay, I can do it again.
Okay, just type in the password correctly over there. Be careful. Yeah.
All right. Now I got three accounts here.
Okay. You have got three accounts over there, right? All right.
And they look pretty. They look all right compared to what I. Because when I do a count, I have a hard copy.
Okay. You do want to.
There's nothing unusual going out of them, or anything.
Like.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Do you see any payments or any transaction? Any like. Do you see any illegal transaction which has been tried to be made an attempt or anything like that?
Just checking three of them.
Yeah, just check it.
Nothing unusual.
Okay, nothing over there. Okay, all right, no problem. And apart from this bank, do you deal with any, like, any another bank as well? Do you have any another bank account?
I do.
Okay, just check that as well.
That's right.
Okay, all right, just check that as well.
That's all right, that's all right. Nothing's been changed since, January 31st, all this month, everything's normal. I don't know how far back you want me to go.
Okay.
There hasn't been any disruptions in your bank or whatever.
All right. Do you see like whatever the payments you can see over there? Are you aware of that all the transaction, or you will got to see any?
No, because everything I got here is what I paid out last week. I bought new tires last week. You know, normal payment is $60. Oh, this EG Group tenant.
Okay.
Sub.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. Just try to log in into your Westpac once. Try to log in into your Westpac. We have caught something from the server.
Hang on a moment, I'm just gonna this one and get back to Westpac.
Okay.
Westpac,
yes.
Okay, I'm back in the Westpac again. Which one?
Right. Okay, all right, sir. We have got you.
Which account are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the MasterCard. We have found something on it.
MasterCard.
Let me just try to, do you have time at the moment, right?
Well, I'm supposed to be at the hospital now.
Oh, you are going to hospital now. All right, just let me just transfer. Do you have 10 minutes? That's it. I just don't
want to. Well, you have to do it in a hurry because I got doctors to see.
Okay, well, All right, yeah, let me just try to transfer. Let me just try to connect this call to the refund department manager for the refund process, all right? Okay, let me just transfer this call to the refund department manager. They'll be going to help you for the refund process. Thank you very much for your love and your precious time, sir.
All right, guy now.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Very good day to you. This is Ron Davis from the security department. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
I do believe that the previous colleague whom we were speaking before from the eBay was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything.
Yes. No problem. I'm in a hurry, mate. I've got to get to the hospital.
I understand that you are in a hurry, so it will be take 10 minutes to just take care of all the securities. Like, do you have enough time for 10 minutes?
Well, I've got no choice. I guess I'll hang up. I'll get started all over again.
All right. So just give me a moment. So give a click on the back arrow. Let me just simply generate the code.
Yeah, okay, I've done that.
Now, yeah. So first of all, I want to just simply, explain you. The thing is that what we need to do, you have two accounts, like two Westpac Choice Basics, correct? From the Westpac account. And both are getting compromised, so that's why we have selected one Westpac Choice account, which we need to protect it. And for the time being, what you need to do, you need to just move your funds from your different Westpac Choice Basics to your first Westpac Choice Basics, so that we can put the security onto it. And once the hacker will be active, they are getting inside your account. We just catch them within 10 minutes. And cancel the whole security procedure. Understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first of all,
what am I gonna do? Transfer all my money back into me first?
No, not right now. First, I need to just cancel the security thing. I need to generate the code. There will be two unwanted transactions for 250. We need to cancel the first one. All right. So look at the
window. 250.
Yeah, it's 250, like 249.99, and the other charge is for 299.99 from the eBay and from the PayPal, all right? And the amount is being on hold. We have not released that. So once we generate the code, we will be able to cancel it. You understand? So do one. Yeah, so look at the very bottom. I need to generate the code. Look at the very bottom. Can you see at the very bottom with the red sign called dollar sign? Can you see at the very bottom with the dollar sign? Give a click on that. Give a click.
Okay.
Now, can you see at the bottom something called cardless cash over there? Anything like cardless cash?
Yeah, cardless cash, yeah.
Give a click on that. Press on that.
Okay.
Now, click on next. Press on next.
Next, yes.
Yeah. Now, select your account which is ending with 168. Try to select your account which is ending with 168.
Yes.
Now, put the, when you see withdrawal, give a click on that. Withdrawal. Now select it for 250, the first charge. Scroll it down the amount and select it for 250. Click on get code. Give a click on get code. Press on get code.
Okay.
Yeah. Now can you see the code has been generated? Now please write down the code in a piece of a paper, all right? Just write down and swipe your screen bottom to top. Press the home button.
Wait a minute. Yeah, too fast.
Okay, write down the code and press the home button. Press the home screen, the circle one from the bottom. Please be with me, all right? Just give me a moment. As we have generated the code, we are just waiting for the confirmation. Just give me a moment, all right? So that I can help you to make it cancel. So you need to just be with me for a while, all right? So once I got the confirmation, I'll let you know what you need to do. Okay, so just be with me for a while. Give me a moment.
All right.
And in the meantime, my previous colleague will show you something regarding the securities. You need to be with me. Just be with me. Give me just 7
to 10 minutes.
Just 7 to 10 minutes, not more than that. I totally understand. Just give me 5 minutes, all right? Once I got the confirmation, I'll just cancel the charge and you will go. All right? I'll leave you then. Just give me 5 minutes.
All right, so here we go. I'm so sorry that I'm taking your time and you are on hurry. You have to go.
I've been on this plane since 9 o'clock.
Oh, you wanna visit at 9 o'clock, right?
No, I haven't got a visit. I've got to be there and see doctors.
Oh, so you have to go there, right? Okay. That's also important work, and this is also important work. Oh, Jesus. Okay, you can do one thing. You can just give me a second. We don't have to do these kinds of things on.
I got a phone call coming in from the hospital again.
All right, just receive the call.
Put
on hold. Yes. Receive the call and put on hold. Put me on hold. Receive it.
I don't even know how to put it on hold. That's why I know it's nothing to do with me. This phone call is important.
Alright, this is an important phone call. You do one thing.
You're only worried about your job, mate. I'm worried about my mixed man in hospital.
Alright, you can hang up the line, sir. You can hang up the line, answer the call, talk with them.